we zeroed in on the most likely problem areas at the beginning.
And I think what it boils down to now is if we were to bring in other voters and start questioning them, we're literally questioning their intent. And we're not here to do that. Are we?
Well, I think you, no,
you,
well, you did that. You talked to a couple on the phone.
We're looking for obvious,
you know,
unqualified voters. I don't think we found any.
I think, I cannot say that we have absolutely, you know, proved a negative.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Have I proved that this person was not lying?
Right.
On the other hand, I can say with absolute certainty, I have not come across a single person that, as I interpret the Title 15, Rule for Determining Resident, that I would say didn't meet it, you know, today. And what I've, the more I've thought about this, you know, habitation's fixed and whenever absent, intention to return. If a person resides in one place but does business in another, you know, the former where they reside is their residence, and where they do business is not. When I looked up business, and it clearly encompasses one of the concept people that are working for wages. But my belief of these of the people that we've been talking about as we go through this process is, yes, they do business in Unalaska, but this is also, this is where they live.
Mm-hmm.
If you're here, to me, they're definitely here enough that they're not these transient people that kind of come in and leave and then are gone for months and then come back for a week that just happens to be the first week of October.
But so it looks to me like if they did, we'd have 3,000 registered voters or more.
So I don't think I need to kind of repeat some of the other thought processes that I said before, but I.
So why don't you take us through what's next?
Well, we're all three of us are investigators. Of course, I've shut my mouth off, a bit. So I know that I'm in a position where I'm, we're supposed to make the decision, frankly, and we're it. I mean, there is nobody that within the city government that will say, that gets to question us, frankly.
Mm-hmm.
We make a decision, the council has to certify it if we decide that we investigate it, it wasn't sustained. So, and we don't have rules about someone has to make a motion and someone has to second or anything else like that. So, but I think it'd be helpful. I think I've already indicated my thoughts on various things, and at this point, I'm just going to say my bottom line is this is not a challenge that I'm going to sustain. I haven't found a single person that I believe, under the applicable rules and the facts as we developed in here, that voted that shouldn't have been allowed to vote.
And I am in full agreement as a member of this team.
You too.
Okay. So I think that's the decision. Now, in the procedures that we established at the beginning, and I think it's quite appropriate because, to get a report out,
mm-hmm.
Because there's been a subset of the community that's been able to be here, but mm-hmm. that's a document that everyone, I guess, can read.
Right.
And they'll be able to understand. My vision for that document is they'll be able to understand how we went about what we did, and the conclusions and the reasons for the conclusions. Mm-hmm. And after that, I think we've satisfied our obligation to the people that live here. once a challenge has been filed. And I know that, that the natural expectation would be that I would, you know, write it, I suppose. And
what is
yeah.
Yeah. And, you're the one with the law degree.
and the you know, the logistics of that is I am not going to sit here and write, you know, a report in public, but the public is going to see the end product, so I don't really
correct.
Feel that that's a problem. Naturally, I'm going to have to make sure that what I write is that you have looked at it before it's finalized, and that you have picked up on any errors and things that are in it. So tell me when you want this done.
Tomorrow.
Physically, I believe I can complete it.
Clock?
On the plane between Newark and where?
I think I can get the report done so that it's so that you guys get to look at it on either Sunday or Monday. I know I can transmit it by email to you. It'll be Saturday night on Alaska time. And my only email addresses for you are work addresses, but so I would have to, like, I don't know what to do, call you and tell you, hey, it's in your email or what?
Well, I'd give you maybe you could, I'd give you a home one, you could CC it.
Yeah.
Okay. And so you'll have that Saturday. The idea is if you have it Saturday, you can let me know what errors are in there, what changes need to be made.
By Sunday.
And I can make those on Sunday, and then it can be available to the public on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And our recommendation is?
This is not a recommendation.
I mean, we have decided.
Right.
That's right.
We have investigated.
And concluded.
Investigated the charges of misconduct during the election.
And concluded.
Well, my conclusion is that I have not seen that any person of all of the people who's, the one thing I don't know about is, you know, you said that there were some question ballots that were thrown out. Mm-hmm. And I honestly don't know if any of those ones that were thrown out are any of these people that are yellow or.
They voted question ballot because they were not on this list.
Oh, okay, all right. So anyway, I haven't seen a single instance of somebody that.
And the reason I'm asking is because if this report is available to the public and to the council early Monday, I would like to schedule a special meeting for Monday night to certify the election results and move forward with the runoff. And I think we can do that.
Well, you have to have 24 hours notice as special.
I will post it by 5 o'clock.
Oh. Well, I guess I better make sure I have it done then.
That was kind of my motive behind doing it.
Yeah. I mean, I honestly think I can. So.
Okay. Does that conclude this then?
Yes.
Yep. Thank you, everyone.
Okay. I'm not going to have any great closing statement.
Sum it all up.
Sum
these 2 days up.
Well, but I will try. I think I think that the 2 days have been a valuable exercise in something that's very important to the democratic system of government, which is that people that have concerns about the integrity of the election process have had the three of us attempt in good faith with a fair degree of effort to determine whether their concerns were merited redoing the election process. And the general attitude toward our system of government to redoing elections, which is reflected in the court cases that I've reviewed, is one of great reluctance. Because in some sense, when you redo an election, you are refusing to count the votes of all the every single person that voted in the first election. And it's very rare that when you redo an election, you get the exact same number of people that redo it. And I think the second thing that, but even though there is that reluctance in the system, if we had discovered something was wrong factually, mm-hmm. And there's a lot of things that we could have discovered, I wouldn't have hesitated to say we have to have a do-over here. Mm-hmm. I think in the future, if people have similar concerns like this in Unalaska, it would be much better for the process of having those concerns looked into if they were to challenge the eligibility of voters at the time they appear to vote, which we have a very specific process to do in our city code. But, you know, regardless of the fact that our job was a little more difficult because that had not been done, I feel, you know, satisfied that I didn't discover anybody that was ineligible to vote. And I wondered what it was going to be like to conduct something like this in public, because it's not always done that way. But I think that process may have been beneficial also. Whenever you have a contest like this, people have a very sincere interest in the outcome of it, and sometimes their interest in the outcome can overweigh their interest of what it is that we're doing means to the greater the greater process of government. And this challenge for this community, I think, has a lot of ramifications for the greater process of government in this community, and who should get to participate and who should get to vote. I think the people that live here, which I don't live here, but I think I think everyone should think carefully, and maybe this has given them an opportunity to think carefully about, you know, who are we as a community? How do we value the people that are here? And as we continue, this is a continuing process. This election could still be challenged in a judicial action. But regardless of whether that happens or not, I think that as a result of this, people might think about those bigger questions and be glad that rather than investigate and then just issue a report, you know, we were all kind of meeting in public, and in a large respect, we were thinking this through right in front of everybody. So, there's a lot of anxiety when things like this happen, but hopefully there's been some value come out of it, even for people that feel like there should have been a new election.
The other thing, which I see Charlie here with the radio, is I would like to invite the members of the public to call me and ask questions about becoming a poll watcher and their rights to challenge the qualification of any voter they see coming to the polls, there is that process to do that, and then it makes this process easier when we have a specific challenge. And so if anyone's interested in that, to please call me. We will get the necessary information to them so that they are able to do this. And Brooks, I thank you.
Thank you.
We are adjourned.